The following presentation was recorded at a Christian-led education workshop. More information at clp.org.
Respect, required, given, earned, and recognized. I'd like to look at this subject this evening, and it would be nice if we'd all been here all day and had the sequence of topics, but this evening we'd like to look at respect and our part in that. 1 Timothy 6:1 says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed." Notice it says the servants are supposed to count their masters worthy of all honor. Has the idea of respect. Respect is to feel or show honor or esteem, hold in high regard, to show consideration for. Our God is worthy of all honor and respect because of who he is. He is God. There is no one like him. He's almighty, all-knowing, everywhere present. There is nothing greater or more awesome than God, which we will see in our last topic. God is worthy of all honor because of who he is. And all men are worthy of respect because all men, all people, are made in God's image and are never-dying souls. We reflect the image of God. And God desires that we, in order to honor him, to respect him, his name, and his doctrine, that we honor and respect one another. I'd like to look at the life of King David, try to learn some things from him concerning respect. If you remember the story, King Saul had disobeyed God. God gave him an assignment, and he did not complete the assignment like God wanted him to. It was to go kill the Amalekites, and he brought the king back and a bunch of the cattle. And because he disobeyed God, God rejected him from being king. And basically the reason he did that is because he did not honor God and he did not respect God because he disobeyed. David was anointed king to take Saul's place. Even though King Saul was still alive, even though King Saul was still king, David was anointed to take King Saul's place. King Saul, whenever David was anointed, it says the Spirit of the Lord left King Saul and it went to David. Excuse me. It went to King David. And from then on, it seemed like King Saul, because he didn't have the Spirit of God with him, was determined to kill David. He was troubled by, King Saul was troubled by an evil spirit. So he wanted someone to play to calm his nerves. He wanted music to calm his nerves. So he told his servants, he said, "Go find me someone who's able to play well to calm my nerves." And this is what one of the servants said, one of King Saul's servants said to Saul about David. "Then answered one of the servants and said, 'Behold, I have seen the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him.'" Notice what the servant said about David before he was even involved in the leadership of the nation. It said he was cunning in playing. He could play the instrument well. A mighty valiant man, a man of war. He was fearless. And the reason he was fearless, I believe, was because God was with him. He was prudent in matters. In other words, he was wise. He was a comely person. He was handsome. But most of all, the Lord was with him. I believe that's the most important thing about David in this verse. David had a relationship with God. And the Lord was with him. And because the Lord was with him, no matter what he faced in life, he could respect and honor those in authority. To understand proper respect and to give proper respect, I believe we need the Lord. People already were giving David honor because he gave honor to others. They respected him because he respected others. And when David killed Goliath, you know the story, how it seemed to be impossible. And David went out there, David said, "The Lord is going to give me the power to kill him." And when Goliath challenged him, he said, "God will give your life into my hands." And then after he killed Goliath, he didn't walk around and say, "Look what I did, I killed Goliath." In fact, King Saul said, "Who are you?" Ask him who he was. And this is the reply that David gave, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse the Bethlehemite." I am the son of thy servant, the Bethlehemite. I see humility there. He was not proud. He already had the respect of the people. So look, first of all, at respect required. Require is to insist upon, demand. When we require something, we follow through and make sure it happens. When something is required, it is demanded that it happen. In 1 Samuel 24, we see where King Saul was chasing David. King Saul wanted to get David. In fact, it was, I think, a few years that he was chasing David. And I'd like to read there the little bit of the account in 1 Samuel chapter 24. 1 Samuel 24, beginning at verse 1. 1 Samuel 24, 1 says, "And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of Engedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men, and out of all of Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes, by the way, where there was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave." I'd just like to stop there for a moment. We can see what happened here. David and his men went inside this cave. It must have been a huge cave. And they lined the sides of the cave. And Saul came into the same cave, not realizing that they were in there. It was dark. They couldn't see. Verse 4 says, "And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord had said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thee, thine enemy, into thine hands, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto the men, The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with those words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul, but Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way." Notice there that David snuck up to Saul and cut off just a little piece of the cloth of his clothes. And when he did it, his heart smote him. He felt guilty because he had ruined some clothes of the God's anointed. Well, the men that were with him said, "Now's your chance. You've been waiting for a chance to get him. Now the Lord has given him into your hands. Do as you want to do." David said, "God forbid that I should lift my hand against the Lord's anointed." And it says in verse 7, "So David stayed his servants with these words." In other words, they wanted to get Saul. But David said no. He required that they honor Saul as well. David did a tremendous service to the men that were with him, by demanding, requiring that they respect the Lord's anointed. In chapter 26, I'm not going to read it, but verses 7 through 12, that time Saul was out in the open field. And Saul and his men were laying down sleeping. And David and one of his men snuck up on them. And his javelin was stuck in the ground right there beside him. And one of David's men said, "Let me take that javelin and put it through him, and I won't have to strike him twice. In other words, I'll pin him to the ground, and we can get away, and it's over. The kingdom's yours. You're anointed for this king. You're for the kingdom." And again, David told them, "No, we can't stretch our hand against the Lord's anointed. We must respect God's anointed." David required respect for King Saul. We do a great service to our students and children by requiring that they respect all people. Notice King Saul was not a lovely man anymore. He was not kind. In fact, he was mean. And he wanted to get David, kill him, his son-in-law. And he wanted to kill him. David says, we can't. Don't touch the Lord's anointed. We need to respect, teach respect for each other between siblings in the home. Now, I know at home we are who we are. We really are who we are. Sometimes we just think, well, we're at home. It doesn't matter how we act. We need to reteach respect in the home. Respect for authority. Respect for leadership. And respect for those who are different. We do our children, our students, great service by requiring that they respect these people. David required respect even for people who were difficult to live with. Remember, David had to run for his life. Saul was after him, and he still required respect. Respect given. Saul was still determined to kill David. But in the passage we just read, when Saul realized what had happened, this is what he said. I'll be reading 1 Samuel 24, verse 16. And it came to pass when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, I should say that David called out to Saul and told him, look, I've left you alone. I'm not after you. You're safe. Then David, after he spoke these words, that Saul said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And thou hast showed this day how that thou hast dealt well with me, for as much as when the Lord had delivered me into thine hand, thou killest me not. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore the Lord reward thee good, for that thou hast done unto me this day. And now behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. Swear now therefore unto me by the Lord, that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me, and that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house. And David sware unto Saul, and Saul went home, but David and his men got them up unto the hold. King Saul recognized what was happening. David had the perfect opportunity to take care of Saul, and he refused. He refused to touch the Lord's anointed. He gave respect. David was anointed in Saul's place. He had the perfect opportunity, but David recognized God's authority in his own life. David recognized that authority, and David submitted to that authority. David respected Saul for his position. He had been anointed king. God had given him that position, and David knew that. In the second incident, in 1 Kings 26, whenever King Saul realized that again David could have killed him, this is what he said. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. Notice what he said to David. My soul was precious in thy sight. That means he gave him respect. That means he honored him. As teachers, parents, church leaders, school board members, etc., we honor God by respecting others. We honor God by honoring others. Even whenever problems arise, and problems will come up. There'll be problems in the school. We've talked about some about that today. Sometimes in the home, sometimes in the church, or in the community, we don't see eye to eye, and there are problems. But even in the midst of problems, we must still respect one another. Never give in to disrespect. That dishonors God, His name, and His doctrine. So as we think about our interaction with one another, are the souls that we meet precious in our sight? The souls of our brothers and sisters in church, our students in school, the authorities that we must function under, the person, I mentioned this today, the person that pulls out in front of you when you're in a hurry to get somewhere. The store's closing, you need to get to town, and you find this car pulls out in front of you, and he pokes along. And you finally get to the store, and the store just closed. Are they souls precious in your sight, or are they in the road? We need to give respect. If we don't, if we dishonor people, if we dishonor God, it brings reproach to His name and His doctrine. Respect earned. Finally, the day came, when the news came, that King Saul was dead. You know the story. If you don't, you should read it. In 2 Samuel, King Saul and his sons were out, and King Saul and all his sons were killed in one day. You would think that David would finally say, "Great, I finally have the kingdom. Finally, I don't need to run for my life." But this is what 2 Samuel 1:11 and 12 says. Then David took hold on his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until even for Saul and for Jonathan his son and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. Notice what I said, what it says there about the men that were with him. I believe these were the same men, or some of the same men, who said, "Get him." That time in the cave, they said, "Now's your chance." That time out on the field, they said, "Right now is your chance." You would think they would rejoice. But it says, likewise, all the men that were with them tore their clothes and wept. He earned their respect. How did he earn their respect? He gave respect, and he required respect. Also, David, verses 17 through 19 says this, and David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. The beauty of the Israel is slain upon the high places. How are the mighty fallen? Notice, even after he was dead, David gave respect unto him. David earned respect by respecting others. David was consistent in his as he followed God, and as he followed his leading. David consistently did the right thing, even though sometimes it almost cost him his life. David stayed calm when trouble came. Sometimes we have the tendency of getting all worked up and all out of sorts whenever trouble comes. One time David was in this situation. Him and his men had gone to fight in another town. And when they came back to where they had been staying, they realized that another enemy from the south had come up and had taken their wives, the children, and everyone that was there, all their belongings, and had taken them off to the south. And the men were ready to take care of David. And this is what he says, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. David was in a stressful time, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. If you read the rest of that story, they went down and captured them all and brought them back. David earned respect by giving respect, even though getting respect was not David's primary goal. That was not his first goal. His first goal was to honor God. I believe we must develop a vibrant relationship with God, and we must have a desire to honor Him. We must be concerned with His honor. If we're concentrating on our honor, we are actually quite selfish. But if we concentrate on His honor, we earn respect. We earn respect by consistently requiring and giving respect. We do not earn respect by belittling and demeaning others. Your place in the lives of others will not increase in honor by belittling others. Respect earned is a result of respect given. I'd like to think quickly about respect recognized. I believe it is proper to recognize and show appreciation whenever we see respect given. In 2 Samuel 23, there's a couple of verses there. David's telling about some of his mighty men and what they did for him. And there was a time when Bethlehem, David's favorite town, was surrounded and I guess completely inhabited by the Philistines. No one could get in. And David said, "Oh, if someone would give me a drink by the brook that's inside the gate." And three of his men risked their lives and went in there and got a drink of water for him and brought it out. David recognized what they've done. They showed him tremendous honor and respect by risking their lives to give him a drink of that water. So out of respect for him, out of recognition for their respect to him, he dumped it out. He said, "I can't take this water because you risk your lives for him. They risked their lives for David, and out of respect, David refused to take that water. I believe we do well to recognize respect. Whenever we're working on respect, maybe it's our children at home, maybe it's the folks, the students in school. Whenever we see an improvement in respect, I think we need to recognize that. And we need to be appreciative whenever people show respect. Our topic this evening is honor all men. All men are worthy of honor because they are made in God's image and they are never-dying souls. I'd like to close with 1 Timothy 4:12. "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and purity." Paul, writing to young Timothy, says, "Be an example." I would like to challenge each one of us here this evening. Let's be an example to the believers of respect and honor to one another. May the Lord bless you.
For more free resources that support teaching and learning, visit thedocforlearning.org.